Yes, that is very important, because if you are asked a question, what is written on this board, you should tell me what is written on the board and not something outside the board. You understand? If you ask, what is this? Say something about that. If you want to support it, you should bring an idea which will end with this. If you give so many things which will not address the issue, even though you have given a very elaborate point, you may not get a big mark. So you should be concentrated. Concentrated. Okay. You don't have much time? There's no time? No time? Huh? Because time is not our property. You know? Therefore, we will not have time. But devotees will have time. Krishna and Krishna's devotees have time. Non-devotees don't have time because it's not their property. It's not their own, so you can't have it. So we should have time. Because we are devotees, we should have time. Yes. Did you do parikrama today? How many people did? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5? Parikrama? Not yet. Vrindavan? Vrindavan parikrama? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Oh. It is very important. It is very important to take full advantage of what is here. It's very important, especially in the Ekadasi days. These are some of the austerities which we perform. Very, very purifying. So we should do. Next Ekadasi, wake up early and go. Do parikrama and come back. And then on the Ekadasi days, we should chant more. We should hear more. We should read more. And reduce the demands of our body. That is Ekadasi. A person who eats on Ekadasi day, a person who eats grains on Ekadasi day, is a murderer of his or her father, mother, the guru, a murderer. The Ekadasi should be fully observed. Reading, hearing, chanting more. To parikrama and reduce the demands of our body. Eat less, sleep less, talk less. Centered only within Krishna. So activities on the Ekadasi days. Become spiritually strong. You be spiritually strong. Your devotion will become strong. Our interest will become strong in Krishna consciousness. So days like this, we should take full advantage of it. All right? Okay, so we continue. Where are we?
Chapter 2, second chapter.
Okay. this chapter we have 8 classes. In this second chapter we have 8 classes. And how many verses are there? 72 divided by 8 by 9 is how many? If you divide, yeah, you're correct. If you divide 72 by 8, you get 9. So we have 9 classes in this second chapter. Sanjaya Uvacha Tam Tatha Kripaya Ishtam Ashrupur Purunaku Lakshanam Vishadantam Idambakyam Uvacha Madhusudana material compassion, lamentation, and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. Compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. The word Madhusudana is significant in this verse. Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Krishna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty. No one knows where compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is useless. A man falling in the ocean of nations cannot be saved simply by risking his outward dress, the gross material body. One who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a Shudra, or one who laments unnecessarily. Arjuna was a Kshatriya, and this conduct was not expected from him. Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man, and for this purpose, the Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. This chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the Supreme Authority, Lord Sri Krishna. This realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive result and is situated in the fixed conception of the real self. What is analogy here? Analogy is the dress of the drowning man. There's analogy here. Lord Krishna's name here is Madhusudan. To the Blessed Devotion comment, Sanjaya indicated to King Dhritarashtra that the Lord will now remove Arjuna's lamentation, just as he easily killed the Madhu demon. Sanjaya hinted to the king that Arjuna would be delivered from his pitiable condition and win the war. How did Sanjaya know that Arjuna will defeat everyone? The answer is found in the Mahabharata, when the Pandavas were living incognito at King Virata's palace. The great Kaurava generals stole the king's cows and calves. Although Arjuna was disguised as a eunuch at that time, he fought valiantly and single-handedly defeated all the Kauravas, thereby proving that he alone was capable of defeating all of them in the war. That's the significance of the word Madhusudan in this verse. So Prabhupada said in the purport here that this chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the Supreme Authority, Lord Sri Krishna. This realization is possible when one works without attachment. This realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive results and is situated in the fixed conception of the real self. If we attach to the body, if we attach to our body, this realization will not come. Attachment to fruitive activities will not make us realize this. It's not possible. Therefore, this chapter is going to teach us what? This chapter. What are we going to learn in this chapter? Huh? I just read this before. What are we going to get from this chapter? Self-realization. Please read the purport. Self-realization. Purport said here. This chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul. This is what we are going to get in this chapter. Self-realization. That means Krishna is going to start teaching us we are not the body, but the spirit soul, not the soul. Spirit soul. The soul is still, if you say the soul, it's not complete. Because Jehovah's Witness, you know Jehovah's Witness? Jehovah's Witness, the Christians. Their philosophy is that the soul is also the body. So if you say the soul, that means that, oh, okay, it's the body. The soul is by nature what? Spirit. Therefore, Prabhupada said, spirit, soul. The soul is spirit by nature. So it's a spirit soul, not just soul, it's a spirit soul. That's the quality of the soul, that the soul is that the spirit. That is why our material eyes cannot see, but spiritual eye can see. So this chapter is going to teach us self-realization. Alright? And to get this self-realization, we need to do something. What is that? No attachment to fruitive activities, no attachment to the material body. The last part of the purport. An analogy is that the material body is the dress. So if we simply take care of the body and forgetting the soul, what does that mean? What does that mean? We are, according to the analogy Prabhupada gave here, let us try to understand the analogy properly. The analogy Prabhupada gave here is a drowning man, the dress of a drowning man. What is he referring to? The dress is? The body.
Yes.
So if we are very busy taking care of our material body, means what? We are concerned with the dress of a drowning man. Are we drowning? Are we drowning or not?
Yes.
We are all drowning in the material, in the ocean of material existence. We are all drowning. And Prabhupada is our saving grace. So Prabhupada is not recruiting, he's not just taking away our dress, he's saving the soul. Prabhupada is saving the soul. Not just the body, he's saving the soul. This is what Prabhupada is doing. And other spiritual organizations who are building hospitals, free schools, free food, what are they doing? They're saving the body. Yes, the dress of a drowning man. In this way, they are perpetually keeping us here. They are pampering us to remain here. So is that good? So pious work is what? Pious work, what is it? Pious activities are not wonderful. Huh? Yes. Pious activities is selfishness. All pious activities are selfishness. Because what is the purpose of doing charity? To be promoted to heavenly planet for better sense gratification. It is selfish. It does not have our interest. So Prabhupada is saving the soul, not just the dress. That's the difference. All right? Serving the body? I didn't understand your question.
Doing the pious activities.
Yes.
Doesn't it, it gives us enough good karma that one day we will become a devotee?
Yes. It will help us. It will help us like King Durga. You understand King Durga? That is how we get, becoming a lizard. In the world that there is no water inside. But you know how long that will take? It will take long time.
Isn't it better than not doing anything?
Yes. We don't say not better. It is something better. Yes, something is better than none. Something. But do we want to go for the lower things or we want to go for the higher things? Let us go for something higher. Save the soul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given assignment to all. Huh? Please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave assignment to all. Talk now. Yes. To all those who have Indian body. Your duty is what? Becoming artisans, engineers, astronauts. It's a defeat. So Prabhupada said in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, text number 10, Indians failed in their duty, that is why the whole world is suffering. It's charity. Indian duty are supposed to preach Krishna consciousness. Now they are in America doing what? Preaching Christian consciousness? First Canto, chapter 5, text 10. Fail in our business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, those who have taken body in India, make your life Krishna conscious. And para upaka. Prabhupada used this word. In the lecture, Prabhupada said, we Indians, our business is not to do bad to others, it's to do good to others. Doing good means what? This is what Prabhupada is doing. Saving the soul. Not just building hospital. That is okay. It's okay, because at least there is something to take care of the body. When we take care of this body very nicely, or somebody is facilitating this nice body, what does it mean? More sense gratification. More sense gratification, which will make us to stay longer here in the material world. We'll stay longer here. That's what it means. All right? Text 2. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Katastwa Kasmalamidam Isame Samupastitam Anaryam Jushtam Ashwargyam Akirtikaram Arjuna. Krishna is surprised. Krishna is surprised. What is Krishna surprised here? Krishna is surprised in this look. How? 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 How this impurity comes upon you? How? Why Krishna say that? Why did he say that? Why Krishna say that?
He's not expecting that.
Akirti Karam Arjuna. You're not expecting Arjun to do this. Why? He is Aryan. Aryan means a civilized person. Arjun is supposed to be a civilized person, an Aryan. An Aryan should not do what? She don't lament on the body. She don't lament on the body. An Aryan should know the difference between the body and the soul, the spirit soul. And to do his duty. An Aryan should do his or her service without lamentation, without grudge. We grudge sometimes in our service. We grudge, complain. Huh? We complain sometimes about our service and grudge. Krishna is saying here, Katastwa Kasmalam Midam. Devotees should not. If we complain and if you grudge about our service, even though we do the service, we will never get the full benefit. Right? We will never get the full benefit, even though we may do the service. We will never get the full benefit if you grudge. If you do it with grudge, with complaint. We'll get something, but not full. It's like cooking a very nice palatable sweet rice, not an ekadasi, I'm sorry, not an ekadasi, and adding salt, sand or salt into it. It will not be wonderful. That's what it means. Grudges in our service means we're adding salt or sand inside our sweet rice. So Christians say, I'm surprised that you, a devotee, you are doing this. How can you do this? Right? Krishna told us to do what? Sushukam karatam abhyayam. That is bhakti. So we should not add salt or sugar into sweet rice. So add sugar, not salt. See, in other words, Krishna has demoted Arjuna. Ana Aryan Justam. You are not an Aryan. What is that? Demotion. Come down. You are not. Right? In other words, Krishna is saying that we are not good devotees if you grudge. A good devotee should do his or her service with good heart, with sweet heart. Because we know this is my offering. This is the offering. And Krishna is going to look at us based on the quality of the service. As a perfect teacher, he is adjusting our dreams or our consciousness so our devotional service can be wonderful. Alright? Have you read the translation? Have you read the translation? The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Arjuna, how have these impurities come upon you? They are not at all befitting a man who knows the value of life. Aryan. They lead not to higher planet, but to infamy. Arjuna wanted... Krishna demoted Arjuna. Ana Aryan Dustam. Your good works will not lead you to Swargaloka. You are speaking very nicely, but this speaking will not lead you anywhere. But you will be infamous in the present, Akirti Karam. If you don't do devotional service, now you'll be infamous, and after that you will not attain a higher planet. Got a message? If you don't do devotional service, you will be infamous as non-devotee, and after that, if you're not a devotee, will you go to heaven? Where will you go? Hell. So Krishna is saying, telling Arjuna here, see, we may have so many reasons not to be a devotee, but all those nonsense words has no value. Yeah, my parents don't want me to be a devotee. My husband doesn't want me to be a devotee. My wife does not want me to be a devotee. I need to take care of my family. Nobody is there. It's only me who is born in the family. All right? Do we say this sometimes? We should not think that Arjuna is just speaking. We are speaking. Krishna used Arjuna to represent us. So Krishna said all these nonsense words will make us infamous, and indeed, after that, we are not going to a higher place. All right? Is it clear? Right? Okay. The scripture, this Bhagavad Gita should speak to us, not 5,000 years ago. It should speak to us. So we are bringing it to our level so we can understand. Papa said in a purport, let's read it right from the beginning. Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical. Look at the purport. Krishna and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are identical. Therefore, Lord Krishna is referred to as Bhagavan throughout the Gita, not as Sri Krishna Uvacha. You never see Sri Krishna Uvacha in Bhagavad Gita. It is Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Why Prabhupada is saying this? Why is the Prabhupada saying this? Yes, that's one reason. There's another reason. The Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. It's another reason. Yes, that's a good reason. It's very common here. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Good. It's another point. Yes?
Because nobody is better than him. Best. Surpassing any of the qualities.
Okay. Yes, yes. Good.
Absolute truth is realized in three phases. Brahma is as Brahmatma and Brahma. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is used, Brahma is used for Krishna to indicate that Krishna is the supreme.
Yes. Good.
Here actually the Brahman, Bhagavan himself, the other person is the weak person. But here Krishna is there, Krishna himself is the supreme personality of God.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I thought you are going to hit it. You diverted a little bit. Yes. You just diverted again when you are going to hit it. You see, okay, let me help you. You see, impersonalists, Ramakrishna, all these people, they say inborn Krishna. What does that mean?
Inborn.
Yes. This Krishna is different. He's from his body. Krishna and his body, his person, they are different. You understand? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his body, they are different. Yeah, this is why Prabhupada is saying this. That is why Prabhupada is saying this. Because so many of these bogus philosophies is there. Yes. But there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's body. It's the same. That's why Prabhupada studied the purport. Although there's nothing to refer to in personality here, Prabhupada brought it inside. Because his mission is Nirvisesa Sunyavadi. That's his assignment. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi. Proper assignment. So he is very concerned about his duty. See, he started the purport right from here. Krishna and the Supreme Personality of God are identical, not two. Krishna himself, Krishna his name, Krishna his personality, activities, everything is the same, absolute. So how many absolute personality of God have we have? How many absolute personality of Godhead or Godheads do we have?
One.
All of you failed my test. I expect all of you to pass. I expect all of you to pass the test. Brahmeti, Parmeti. Bhagwan, it is subject. How many is that? Eh? Listen, my dear brother, listen. Listen. How many personality of, how many absolute truths is there? Three future of what? Three future of what? No, let him defeat himself. Three futures of what? Absolute truth. So how many is that? You understand? Brahmeti, Parmeti, Bhagwan, iti sabjate. Tatva vidas. This is the conclusion. Those who know, this is the conclusion. So use your word.
Yeah, the same Advaita, same non-dual.
Krishna is not divided, does not mean he has no futures. Advaita machuta manad mananta rupam adyam. Yes. Krishna is not divided, but he has innumerable forms.
In Bhagavan features, this Paramatma and the Brahman features is included. So the Brahman is not
perfect. Is the future of who?
Of Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna is the
Supreme Person. Oh, my brother, listen. What do we say? Pancha Tattva Atmakam. What do we say? What do we say? Pancha Tattva? What is the meaning? Are you following? Huh? Are you following what we are discussing? We have one Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? One Supreme. But he has three futures. He has three futures. One person has three futures. Brahman is part of who? Paramatman is part of who? Bhagwan is part of who? Yes. If I ask you, listen, if I ask you, there's a water in the room. Put water in the room. What would you think of? A glass. The water cannot stay in the room without a container. Is it true or not? So absolute truth is not complete without its three futures. If you say Bhagwan, and if you don't realize Brahman or Paramatma, then you don't understand Brahman or Bhagwan. To understand complete Bhagwan means that you know about and Paramatma. Then you have complete knowledge. Just like we have five futures, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi. Five absolutes.
Where is Krishna? Whether Paramatma is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot say Paramatma is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot say Brahman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
No, we cannot say Brahman is the Supreme. We cannot say Paramatma is the Supreme. We will say Bhagwan is Supreme. Why? So when he says something is complete, what is the idea? When he says this is complete, what is the idea? When he says complete, something is complete. There are so many components, not just one thing. There are so many components that make something complete. Otherwise, don't use the word complete.
Yes.
But an intelligent person knows that to have 1,000 rupees, you have 500, you have 100 inside.
That's why it's not like necessary to tell that Brahma and Paramatma is there.
No, if I'm setting an exam for you and I ask you how many absolutes is there, if you say only one, I think your knowledge is not complete. Your knowledge is not complete. Your knowledge is complete if you know the three. Then I said yes, you are complete.
Maharaj, probably the confusion is because what we understand is that when we are looking at Bhagwan, he has Sat-Chit-Anand, Sat-Chit and Anand.
Yes.
And whereas one has only Sat and one has only Sat and Chit, and the Anand is missing. So probably that's where we are confused, that without the Chit and Anand and without maybe he's not complete.
Yes, when you say Krishna is complete, means that he has Chit, he has Sat, and Ananda. That is complete. So three in one. Right? So three in one, complete. You cannot know Bhagwan without understanding Brahman and Paramatma. If you understand Brahman, Paramatma, then you understand Bhagwan. Yes, what is the doubt?
Like the Bhakti Yoga is directly serving Krishna, thus surrendering to him and serving Krishna. And when we have strong faith and purification and everything, and then Paramatma feature and Bhagavan feature is automatically.
So why is it in the scripture? Why Brahman is here? Why Paramatma is here? Why not only Bhagavan here? Answer me. Why only Bhagwan here? Why not only one Bhagwan? Why do you have Brahman and Paramatma? You should have only one Bhagwan. But why Paramatma? Why Brahman? Because it is part of that one absolute person. It is part of him. Is Brahman independent? Paramatma is independent. They all depend on Bhagwan. That makes him complete. Is it okay? Difficult.
That.
What's your understanding?
This understanding that Bhagwan has all the three features.
It's the same thing we are saying now. He did the same thing we are saying. Yes. Bhagwan is the supreme. What he is component. Brahman and Paramatma. Make him complete.
Maharaj, Prabhupada had mentioned in some of his books that Krishna is not different from his name, his quality, his form.
Yes.
His paraphernalia. So that means
the name of Krishna is a person. The name is a person. And Krishna is a person. Both of them are persons. Krishna's parashakti divide by Shruyate. All Krishna's shaktis are all persons. They're all persons. All persons. Sound is a person. Everything is personified. And all in Krishna. That's what makes him complete, absolute truth. Everything. Here we see formlessness, but nothing like formlessness. Everything has form. It's a person. The air is blue, we don't see, but it's a person. The sound is a person. All. And the 11th chapter is going to tell us the material form of Krishna, the Vidat Rupa. Are you confused?
Or the name,
You have a pain, you have a pain, there is no ink inside that pain. There's no ink inside.
It is there, but we cannot call it as an ink. We cannot call it as a blue.
See, when you say a pain, what are you talking about?
Everything.
Everything.
So everything is included, we can call it as a narration pen. Why do you call it as a ink?
Lazy man's intelligence. Oh, a lazy man, or a lazy man, a less intelligent person will think that I have a pen and, or, okay, I have automobile. This automobile going, there is no person inside. So when you see an automobile moving, means what? Huh? Yeah. There's a person there, not only the person, there are tires, there are tubes, there are wheels, there are engine, there are so many parts that make the car, including the person, the soul who is activating, making it to act. So when you say the supreme personality of Godhead, listen to the translation. The absolute truth is realized in three phases. What did he say? The absolute is of understanding by the knower of the absolute truth. And all of them are identical. Right?
You mean to say, Brahman, we are realizing partially, but that's not partial, it's Krishna itself.
Just understand a simple thing. Just understand something very simple. This pen has an ink inside to make it a pen. Right? This pen is not complete without pen. If you say pen, you're talking of ink, you're talking about other things which goes with it. So when you are talking about the supreme personality of Godhead, you are talking about Paramatman Bhagavan complete inside. Brahman and Paramatman complete inside, make him complete person, Bhagavan. Is it difficult?
For example, our own body is a body because
of different parts. Different parts make the body. So if you say this person, you are talking a person without hand, without legs. Eh? If you say a person, what comes to the mind? No legs, no hands, no head. If you talk, this is a man. Oh, you are talking of, okay, he has this odd to make him or her a man or woman. Is it not? See, if it says the supreme absolute truth, you should understand that the supreme absolute truth, it has other two features within, Brahman and Paramatma, that makes him complete. Okay, think about it. Try to digest it.
When we get the analogy of the sun, sunshine.
Yes. Yes, I'm surprised that it's difficult for us to understand. I'm surprised. Because it is very clear here. Let's go further, you see. The absolute truth is realized in three phases of understanding by the knower of the absolute truth. Not the fools, the knower of the absolute truth. And all of them are identical. Such faces of the absolute truth are expressed as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He didn't say only Bhagavan. He has mentioned two. Then along with Bhagavan. To make him complete person, Bhagavan. When you say bad one, you are also thinking of Brahman and Paramatma. If you don't have this consciousness, that means that we don't understand which bad one. You must have these two things along with it, then it's complete. That means our knowledge is not complete. Even if you think we understand, we don't. Identical means that they all are related with him. They are all related with him. They are all part of him. Right? Hare Krishna. These three divine aspects, see, look at the purport. Look at the purport. Prabhupada said, these three. Look at the purport. So Prabhupada said, read. What do you mean by divine? Are you getting it? Small. Little. These three divine aspects can be explained by the example of the sun, which also has three different aspects. The sun is not just one. You say the sun has? Still difficult? Is it clear for you now? Yes. So it should be clear. And he went on to mention them. Sunshine, the sun's surface, and the sun planet itself. One who studies the sunshine only is a preliminary student. One who can enter into the sun planet is the highest. Sorry, I jumped on. One who understands the sun's surface is further advanced. And one who can enter into the sun planet is the highest. Ordinary students who are satisfied by simply understanding the sunshine, its universal pervasiveness, and the glaring effulgence of its impersonal future, may be compared to those who can realize it, who realize only the supreme future of the absolute truth. The student who has advanced still further can know the sun disk, which is compared to the knowledge of the Paramatma, future of the absolute truth, and the student who can enter into the heart of the sun planet is compared to those who realize the personal futures of the supreme absolute truth. Therefore, the bhaktas or the transcendentalists who have realized the Bhagavan future of the absolute truth are the topmost transcendentalists, although all students are engaged in the study of the absolute truth, are engaged in the same subject matter. Okay, and the question I went on to describe. Other things. All right. You understand something? So read the purport carefully, read it carefully, and think about it. You understand.
Still, I have this conclusion that Paramatma is not equal to
Bhagavan. Yes, it's part. It's part of Bhagavan. It's part.
The part of
it. Yes, the part.
Subordinate to Bhagavan.
Yes, subordinate.
Or actually, I read somewhere that he says the Brahman future of Bhagavan is the passengers, the Sanghya.
Yes. Paramatma is the super soul. The super soul. Yes. In the heart. All of us have the super soul with four hands. Sitting here. It has four hands. Then, when you attend Bhagavan, the two hands will disappear. Only remain two. That's Bhagavan. So both are part of this, the Bhagavan, Supreme Person. So it shouldn't be difficult to understand. One person having two futures or three futures. One person has two other futures to add with him to make him complete. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Making the complete absolute truth. Right. So, right? Okay, think about it. So this is the main reason Krishna called Arjuna Aryan, or you're not Aryan. If you don't understand this, then we're not Aryans. Aryans should understand that Bhagavan has two other futures with him, Brahman and Paramatma, to make him complete absolute truth. All right? Does it make sense? Somehow. Okay, think of it. If you think of it carefully, you understand. The Super Soul will answer it for you. What you don't understand now, the Super Soul will tell you. If you meditate on what we are discussing, the Super Soul will answer you. Okay, text 3. Klaibhyamma sma gana parta. Naita dvaya upapadyate.
Naita dvaya upapadyate.
Shudran hridaya durbalyam.
Shudran hridaya durbalyam.
Chakto tishta parantapa.
Chakto tishta parantapa.
O son of Pritha, do not yield to this degrading impotency. It does not become you. Give up such petty weakness of heart and arise, O chastiser of the enemy.
Arjuna was addressed as the son of Pritha, who happened to be the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudeva. Therefore, Arjuna had a blood relationship with Krishna. If the son of a Kshatriya declines to fight, he is a Kshatriya in name only. And if the son of a Brahmana acts impiously, he is a Brahmana in name only. Such Kshatriyas and Brahmanas are unworthy sons of their fathers. Therefore, Krishna did not want Arjuna to become an unworthy son of a Kshatriya. Arjuna was the most intimate friend of Krishna, and Krishna was directly guiding him on the chariot. But in spite of all this credit, if Arjuna abandoned the battle, he would be committing an infamous act. Therefore, Krishna said that such an attitude in Arjuna did not fit his personality. Arjuna might argue that he will give up the battle on the grounds of his magnanimous attitude for the most respectable Bhishma and his relatives. But Krishna considered that sort of magnanimity mere weakness of heart. Such false magnanimity was not approved by any authority. Therefore, such magnanimity or so-called non-violence should be given up by the persons like Arjuna under the direct guidance of Krishna. Devotees who are being guided by Krishna, bona fide spiritual masters, should not be in illusion. We should know what to do. Should not be in ignorance. Yes, you should know what to do. If after being trained by a bona fide spiritual master, we are still in ignorance and we don't understand what to do, then it is an infamous life, which we shouldn't. Krishna is addressing that. Krishna calls Arjuna Klebhyam impotent. You're not potent. Kshatriya does not tolerate such words. Kshatriya doesn't like to hear someone calling him impotent. You cannot act. You can't act like a Kshatriya. They don't want to hear that. So Krishna is calling Arjuna that you're impotent. Why is he doing that? Wanting him. Get out of this weakness. act like a kshatriya, behave like a devotee. Behave like a devotee. A devotee should know. Is it not? A devotee should know. A devotee should not be in ignorance. Why? Why a devotee should not be in ignorance? Huh? Bhagavad Gita 9:11, what did he say? 9:11. Sorry, 10:11. 10:11. What did he say? Tisham eva lokam paratam aham jnana jam tamasa nasami atma bhavasu jnana dipana bhashvata. Yes, read. To show them. Who are they? Yes. To show them the devotees. The previous verse to that? What's the previous verse? 10:10. Huh? 10:10. The same Tesham, right? The same word Tesham. Who are they? The previous verse for that? 10:9. Yes, these are the devotees. These are the people Krishna is talking, referring to, are devotees. Therefore, in 11, he said, I remove the darkness, born of ignorance, in their heart. And what Prabhupada said in a purport, devotees cannot be in darkness. Devotees cannot be without knowledge. So devotees should know what is our duty and how to do it. Therefore, Krishna called Arjuna, you are important. Do something. Say, devotee, you should know. You should know. Devotee should know what you should do. At any given time, we should know. All right? Krishna slapped Arjuna. You're supposed to be a devotee. Why are you not acting like a devotee? It's a friendly slap. In other words, it's a guru's duty to correct the devotees. It's a duty to correct the devotees. Any guru who does not chastise the disciple is not bona fide, is not potent. Just like any parent who does not correct the children, is not a good parent. If the children are going to spoil. See, if you don't chastise and correct devotees, we will never be a good devotee. So we shouldn't be pampered, we should be chastised whenever there is a need. But Krishna is doing that. Arjuna, behave properly. In this way, he reminded him of his great heritage, Partha. How can a person of such a high birth act like a friend of Kshatriya and not exactly as a Kshatriya. How can a person who has been trained properly by a bona fide special master not understanding his duty or her duty, or don't know what to do? No, we should act properly. Krishna is doing that. Text number 4. Arjuna uvacha. Katam bhishmam aham sankhye. Dronam cha madhusudana. Isudhi pratyochyami. Pujarharai arisudana. Prabhupada said in the purport, the respectable superiors like Bhishma, the grandfather, and Drona Acharya, the teacher, are always worshipable. Even if they attack, they should not be counterattacked. It is general etiquette that superiors are not to be offered even a verbal fight. Even if they are sometimes harsh in behavior, they should not be harshly treated. Then, how is it possible for Arjuna to counterattack them? Will Krishna ever attack his own grandfather, Dasena, or his teacher, Sandipani Muni? These were some of the arguments offered by Arjuna to Krishna. Arjuna is asking Krishna, you are Madhusudan, right? You are not Bhishma Sudan. Or Sandipani Ari. You are Madhusudana and Ari Sudana. Ari means enemy. You are a killer of the enemy, not the killer of your guru. Not the killer of your grandfather. You didn't kill your grandfather. You didn't kill your teacher. But you are telling me to kill my own teacher. What is this? How can I do this? And Krishna is listening to Arjuna. Very nice, no? Yeah, good philosophy. It's very good. You are speaking very nicely. Just see. Yes, it is true. I didn't kill my teacher. I didn't kill my grandfather. Yes, I did. Okay. Yes, Krishna told Arjuna to fight. Krishna is speaking all this to tell him to fight. Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas does not beg, they rule. Is Krishna a Kshatriya? Materially, even materially speaking, Krishna is a Kshatriya?
No.
He's not. But Arjuna is a Kshatriya. Balaram is born in Kshatriya family.
And Vasudeva's son Krishna is
considered. Yes. Krishna is not considered born in, although he appeared there, but he's not considered born in Kshatriya family. He's considered born in Vaishya family. Yes. He identified himself with Vaishya family and not Kshatriya. But Balaram. Balaram is considered Kshatriya. Krishna told cowherd boys, saying, if you go to the Brahmanas performing sacrifice, don't mention my name. Because I'm a Vaishya. Those Brahmanas They have no respect for Vaishya. But at least, Balaram is a Kshatriya. So they will give something to him, but not me. Don't mention my name. So Krishna don't identify himself with Kshatriya. He identifies himself with Vaishya. He fully identifies himself with as the Vaishya. But Arjuna is a Kshatriya. He's different. So he's speaking very nicely. Krishna is listening. Oh, yes. You have powerful argument. The argument is very powerful, very strong. But you are a friend of a Kshatriya. You are not a Kshatriya, you are a friend of a Kshatriya. If I don't fight, nobody will call me a friend of a Kshatriya. I'm not a Brahmana. A Brahmana who does not act piously is a friend of a Brahmana. And the Kshatriya who is acting below the standard is a friend of the Kshatriya. Me, I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not Sudra. At least identify with Vaishya. Krishna told his father, you see, we Vaishyas. Krishna said, we Vaishyas. Our business is how many? How many? Yes. Cow protection? Agriculture? Trading? Banking? It's four occupations. Varnashram. If you have money, what do you do with it? You have to bank it now. If you have money, you have to bank it. So banking. So bankers are not intellectuals. Here in the material world, we think that bankers are intellectuals. They are not. They are not. Banking business is Vaishya occupation. Look at Bhagavad Gita. 18. 42, Brahmana, 43, Kshatriya, 44, Vaishya and Sudra. All right?
So banking includes in trade?
Yes, trading. Trading, banking. Okay. You are looking for the words. Yes. Trading, banking. That is a occupation for Vaishya. So Krishna identifies himself as a Vaishya. Do you want to stand up for 2 minutes? Can you stand up for 2 minutes? Please. After taking heavy prasadam, the body will be weak. Want to stretch your body? Yeah, you can stretch your body. Stretch your body. Go back. Go. Yes. All right, you try. Okay.
We take a 2 minute break.
2 minute break? You're already taking the break now. This one is a break. Adi Purusha Prabhu, he taught us one exercise. What do you do? Very simple. Adi Purusha, he's gonna teach you.
Not yet.
He's coming. So he taught us this. You can see? This Adi Purusha. Then you come down with strength. Yes. Just lift and you come back with strength. see the whole of your body will vibrate, so it becomes strong. Alright? Alright? Okay? Context 4. Right? We're going to 5 now. We're still on 4. The Kshatriyas, they don't beg because they are very proud of their strength. So their duty is to rule. And to rule, you need a kingdom. To rule, you must have a kingdom. If you don't have a kingdom, how will you rule? So Krishna is telling Arjuna, see, if you don't have a kingdom, you're not going to rule. That means you cannot maintain yourself. And to rule means you have to fight. Your enemies are your aggressor because they took your property. They took your kingdom from you. Take it back and rule. Maya has taken our bhakti. So what should we do? So you take it back by practicing devotional service. We shouldn't be lazy and think that we are humble or we have compassion.
Well, actually, in this, what Krishna is teaching us, even if we have the opulence, and we are held in a struggle in this material world. He's telling Arjuna to get it back.
And yes, that's a good point. See, here Krishna is not encouraging us to become a materialist. That's not what Krishna is doing. Krishna is not encouraging us to become a materialist. What Krishna is doing, let's go back to Purport 1, Chapter 1. Purport 1 of chapter 1. And paragraph beginning with the word Dharma Setu. No. Wait. Yes, the last part of the purport. You seen it? Have you seen it? The last part of the purport, last paragraph. If you come almost to the middle, as in the paddy field, can begin from there. You see? As in the paddy field, the unnecessary plants are taken out. So it is expected from the very beginning of these topics that in the religious field of Kurukshetra, where the father of religion, Sri Krishna, was present, the unwanted plant like Dhirodhan's, Dhritarashtra's son, Dhirodhan, and others will be wiped out. And the thoroughly religious persons headed by Yudhishthira will be established by the Lord. This is the significance of the words Dharma, Kshatriya, and Kurukshetra, apart from their historical and Vedic importance. Do you understand? That Krishna is telling Arjuna, Dhirodhan and his party, they are sinful people, they are irreligious people. They are leading the world. Nobody will be happy in their management. Devotees will rule. Because devotees are going to rule people from their heart. Therefore, people will be happy and satisfied in their government. So this is what Krishna is doing here. Krishna is not instigating Arjuna to become a materialist, look for aid, for power. No, he wants righteousness to dominate. This is the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita, to eliminate unwanted people. Krishna came to take the burden. And what's the beginning of Bhagavatam? Like Krishna came when the world was overburdened by the demons who were acting as satriyas. They are not satriyas. So Krishna came to lift this burden. To do that, he has to put devotees. Paritranaya sadunam vinasacha duskritam dharma yuge yuge. Krishna said, this is my eternal activity. Yuge yuge means what? It means this is eternal for Krishna. Krishna does this from time to time. He does this, not just once. He does it time after time, time after time, time after time. Krishna does this. This is what Krishna is doing here. Establishing religion against religion by using his devotees. Right? It's okay? Yes.
Then what would it have been better to speak to Yudhisthira? You see, when Yudhisthira speaks, all the Pandavas listen.
Yes.
So why did he speak to Krishna? And why did he speak to Arjuna? Because Arjuna is one of the Pandavas, but if Yudhisthira speaks, everybody listens.
Yes.
And on this level of the Gita right now that we're discussing, it seems like it's Dharma, it's to fight, establish the suspicion of the war. It's not on the bhakti level. So
yeah, good question. Very good question. See, the five Pandavas, where is Arjun? In the middle. Is it not? Nanda Maharaj has how many brothers? Nanda Maharaj also is in the middle. He's in the middle of the brothers. That means that they are the best. Krishna took the best. Of all, Arjuna is the best. So Krishna took him. Yes, we'll ask. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wait.
Yes. 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 Idam tithi guhya tamam prabhakshami anasu yave. Idam tithi guhya tamam. Krishna told Arjuna, I'm giving you my heart. I'm giving you my heart. Why? Anasu yave. Our friend is very, very close, so are not envious of me. They're very close, very intimate. In chapter 4, he told Arjuna so. Two qualifications of Arjuna. What's that? And my friend and the devotee. So, Krishna is very careful in what he's doing. Yes. All right.
So I think a thing like that, Krishna does not say to Arjuna that there is no reason that he has to get, that there may be some reason that he is not speaking to the history or some vision like that?
No. Yeah, the thing is that Arjuna is very close to him. So he's he's very free. You see, if you are behaving, if you have association with your superior, you are not so free. Yudhishthira is senior to Krishna. So when Krishna meets to Yudhishthira, he offers obeisance. And Bhim, Krishna offers obeisance. Nakula and Sahadev, Krishna takes obeisance from them. For Arjuna, they are the same. They will shake hand and I see their highest today. But he wouldn't do that with Bhim and Yudhishthira Maharaj. He will not. They are more intimate, very, very close. So like he said, in the 10th chapter of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Also, according to your question, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada fought for Juhu temple, went to court. Srila Prabhupada went to court. Even at the point when the devotee has signed off, and he came to give the report to Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada sent him back and signed back the case. And he fought with Mr. N and won the case. Devotees were also thinking, Swami, struggling for a jungle. That time it was a jungle. Nothing was there. Mosquitoes and scorpions, that was the inhabitant of the place. He probably has to fight for a lion. Why not big city? Why this jungle? Today, if you go to Juhu, will you ask this question? But at that time, this was there in the mind. See, it could be like, oh, Swami is looking for my attraction. But Prabhupada is not looking for my attraction. He fought for Krishna. It is not for him. It is for Krishna. When devotees built the place and invited Prabhupada, he came. And then, okay, Prabhupada, we offered it to you. This is for you. So Prabhupada looked around. He likes it, and he said, it is not for me, it is for you. I'm an old man. I will soon go. I have given you Krishna consciousness. Enjoy it, but don't spoil it. So it's not fighting for material thing. He fought for Krishna. Here, Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight. Arjuna does not want to fight. Krishna says, fight for me. Because I have my plan to remove all the demons here acting as satriyas and to replace them with devotees, you. So he told Arjuna here, see, all these people here, I really kill them. Only you people will remain. So it's not like a material thing, it's spiritual. Text 5. Gurun ahatva himadu mahalu bhavan sayo bhaktam bhaksham apiha loke Atvartha kamam stu gurun yaiva. Bunji ya bogan rudira padivdam. According to a scriptural code, a teacher who engages in an abominable action and has lost his sense of discrimination is fit to be abandoned. Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because of his financial assistance. Although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial considerations. Under the circumstances, they have lost the respectability of teachers. So Arjuna has to. Do you have any personality you remember in Bhagavatam who lost his position and his disciple rejected him? Yes, Sukracharya and Bali Maharaj. Sukracharya was teaching Bali Maharaj not to attend to Vishnu. Bali Maharaj said, oh, Vishnu has come to my house. Oh, I will give him whatever he wants. He rejected his guru because he fell down. Teaching one not to surrender to Krishna is an abomination. It's still religious. So he was abandoned and he became successful. Text 6. Yes. Yes.
So, there are spiritual masters like mentioning every day, like the God is in there and in the body. So, how we are going to abandon and the body is in the full part? How we can abandon the spiritual master?
Can you repeat your question?
Like, under the Sakama spirit.
Yes. If a special master has fallen from his position, if we want to show him affection as a human being and as a devotee, which we should do, that is good, we should do that, but not as a guru who will lead you back to Godhead. There are two things here. If you still accept him, we will not make special progress. But we can treat him as a devotee, respect him, he has done something. That we should do. And we should do that. We are human. Even if he's not a devotee, if somebody is in difficulty and we have the chance to help, we should do it. What about the person is a devotee and has served to that level? We should support him, but not on the level of spiritual leadership. And you take him back to God. If you sentimentally remain there, you won't make advancement. Because the connection is no more there. So the cordon will not flow to you. If you get stuck there, if the cable is disconnected from the current will not pass through. So you won't make advancement. All right? Yes. Yes. He's teaching him shooting arrows.
But he was teaching only design.
Yeah.
That is Vishnu Master. Maybe he's teaching bhakti.
That time he is considered, he is the guru. The guru, he taught him. He taught him the scripture, you know, his diksha, because Arjuna was not having another special master except from him.
Now, Arjuna is actually taking special master, Krishna.
He is going to take Krishna after, and Krishna is going to hesitate. See, Krishna is going to hesitate. When Krishna, when Arjun told Krishna to, oh, I'm helpless now, Krishna kept quiet. From text 8, Krishna didn't text 7, Arjun surrendered to Krishna. Text 8, Krishna was supposed to say, okay, I'll accept you, but he didn't say it. Text 9, Krishna didn't say it. 10, Krishna didn't say it. Only 11. Why? We'll discuss that. Right? We'll discuss it. No, it's according to the mood. You are just falling. Yes. It's according to the mood. After a few verses, you also change again. Yes. All right? Should continue? Oh, only 1 minute remaining. Text 6. Na chaita nvima katara no kariyo. Yadva jayema yadiva no jayeyo. Yane vahatva na jidivishamas. Tivastita pramukhe darastarastra. Said in the purport, I'm going down. Under the circumstances, that would be another kind of defeat for them. All these considerations by Arjun definitely prove that not only was he a great devotee of the Lord, but he was also highly enlightened and had complete control over his mind and senses. The desire to live by begging, although he was born in a royal household, is another sign of detachment. He was truly virtuous, as these qualities combined with his faith in the world of instruction of Sri Krishna, his spiritual master, indicate. It is concluded that Arjuna was quite fit for liberation. Unless the senses are controlled, there is no chance of elevation to the platform of knowledge. And without knowledge and devotion, there is no chance of liberation. Arjuna was competent in all these attributes. Over and above his enormous attributes in his material relationships. Very powerful. Very powerful. Do you see? Do you see where I was reading? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. From that 9 lines for the purport. I started from the under the circumstances. You see? That's why I was reading. It's probably describing the wonderful qualities of Arjuna. He is fit for liberation for his wonderful qualities. Anyway, here it shows that Arjuna is very confused, right? That's what it shows here. Arjuna is confused and he's bewildered. But still, Arjuna is open. He wants to learn. He wants to know. It's a very good sign, as properly describing. He wants to know. Therefore, in text 7, he expressed that and agreed to surrender himself to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shall continue from here tomorrow. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tai Gautama Anand. glorious Asambodhi Bodhis. Jai Sarva.